Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, this is such a good scripture, so you pray. It says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord God, it is a sure word of prophecy. And Lord, we just pray your blessing, your anointing, and your help tonight, God, to encourage, to reveal, to expose, and to uplift Jesus Christ, in whose name we ask this, Father. Amen.
Amen.
So I've had this scripture, looked at this scripture, preached on this scripture before. And as I think about how the world is unfolding today and how men and women think that there's a sure thing, I had a couple thoughts on this. And you know, most of us drive in here, and you know, if you've got a green light, you feel sure that you have the right of way. But have you ever noticed that sometimes that somebody else seems to think you don't?
Yeah.
And you know, that can cause a lot of problems. I'm living proof of that, where I had a green light, but yet somebody did not respect that freedom that I had. And you know, we're in a day today that you better be sure about who you are and what you think.
Amen.
And what you know.
Amen.
And when we look at this scripture and we look at how Peter was unfolding this, you'll notice that he was saying to us and in this scripture to these people that I believe are still a people today, that God is still speaking to us, that we have a sure word of prophecy. And this is what he said, and over getting up to this, that Jesus Christ is coming again.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of men and women there. They're trying to think about, you know, I thought about how once upon a time I started out with I worked for a company that still had, they didn't have a 401k. They had a full-blown retirement. They had something that seemed sure. They had something that if you worked there and you were a part of their program, that you would benefit from this. And you know what? That fell apart. That whole industry, I forget what they call them things, what they used to have, their retirements. What they used to call them?
Pension
plans. They don't have pension plans no more. You know what happened? They decided that your money could be their money, and they figured out a loophole how to create a way that men and women could work and somebody else would benefit for it. It's true. Look what happened to all the people that had all their money coming out of the 80s into the 90s. People lost billions of dollars and 401k plans that they thought for sure.
That's right.
They thought they would be okay.
Yep.
I remember when all these companies were getting in trouble over having monopolies, having a control over the industry of communication. I have a friend who actually had $1.5 million. And you know what? He thought, I'm going for two. And you know what? Two never made it, and he lost everything that he had. And all he had to do was just take what he had and just go home. But he thought he was sure to make it to two.
Right.
And there's a lot of people today, they think that they're going to get something in this world, and it's going to bring them to a place where they're going to find peace and happiness. I'm here to tell you tonight that if you're not born again, if you don't have hope in Jesus Christ, you're in trouble. There's nothing in this world that'll bring you a sure peace or some kind of security other than knowing that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. Amen.
That's the truth.
Peter was trying to tell them, just like I'm trying to tell you tonight, that you need to be sure who you are, and that Jesus Christ has paid for your sin, and that it's been washed by the blood.
Amen.
Right.
That's a sure word.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
It doesn't matter if you see me walking down 6 Mile Road tomorrow picking up cans. I've got a sure home in glory. It doesn't matter if I've got a house over on Lamb Road. I've got a home in glory that fadeth not away, an inheritance that's laid up in heaven by the Creator who said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also.
That's right.
You see, that's sure.
Sure word.
I'm sure about
sure
that.
Word.
Yes. And Peter said, we're sure because we talked to him after he rose again.
Yeah.
We were there when God the Father saw him come up out of the water and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
Right.
And Peter heard that and he was sure about that.
Yeah.
And he said, we heard that, but he says, I'm here to tell you right now that he's coming back.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
And he said, we have a sure word of prophecy about this thing.
That's right.
So I don't know what you're looking at.
That's right.
I don't know what you're going through. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going through right now. Ain't comfortable.
Right.
But the Lord has been with me.
Amen.
And he's been encouraging me, saying, hey, it's just for a little while.
Amen.
It's just going to pass.
Hang on.
Remember, if Abraham had such a great testimony that he heard from God and he obeyed God, what little bit God asked of me, I'm not had to suffer on the blood.
Right.
I don't have bullets flying at me. All I got to do is hold on to Jesus and trust in him, and it'll be all right.
Amen.
Amen.
And you may get tired of me saying that, but I'm sure in whom I believe. He's able to keep that which I've trusted unto him against that day. And that day is when I stand. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment, and I'll be standing before. Hey, this is a sure thing. I'll be standing before him, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
That's a sure word
of
prophecy.
Sure.
You see, what we need to start doing is looking into God's word and believing what it says. And trusting that he said, if I be for you, who could be against you? Amen. Let me tell you what. If you're on his side, the world's your enemy. He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you.
Right.
So don't be surprised by how people react to the faith that you have. And when things are going wrong and things ain't going the way you think they ought to be going, and you don't act the way the rest of the world acts, I'm surprised how Valerie's surrounded by so many heathens down there, and they're just lost people, amen, and they get scared when they start cutting jobs and people's lives are all tore up with cancer and sickness and disease, and they ain't got no hope, but yet Valerie can sit there and testify to them. Let me tell you what happened to my daughter, amen. Let me tell you what God did for me one day down on that 6 Mile Road. I got saved one day. All them things that I used to worry about, all them things that used to bother me, I ain't worried about it no more, because I got a sure word and I'm saved.
Amen. Thank God.
What we need
is
to have assurance.
Yeah.
In Jesus.
Sure.
And in his word. And to understand that this word sure means secure.
That's right.
Unchangeable, unmovable.
Yeah.
He said that we have an inheritance that's uncorruptible.
Yeah.
Praise God.
We have a hope that can't be changed by whether or not it's raining or snowing or cold outside or hot outside. What God has done has been secured in heaven from the beginning of time, from the foundation of the world.
That's right.
Jesus Christ died for sinners that we might be called the sons of God, and that all those who have that hope are surely in his hand. the son of perdition, that we ought to understand if you're born again, that we ought to act born again.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I understand. I like a dollar just as good as any man. I like pleasure and vacations, and where them things be few or far between, I got something better that I'm
Amen.
Hoping for. You see, some of you can kick back and go on vacation. But this is what happens to me. I'm just gonna confess. I go on vacation the first day, I'm dreading going back already. And then by about the fifth day, I finally unwound. But then on the sixth day, I got to start heading back to get ready to go back to work. And I'm right back in the same shape, carnally speaking,
yeah,
than I was when I left. Because it ain't nothing changed on this side of eternity. It's worky work time, amen? It's time to get back out there and stick my neck back out and see what happens, amen? Because, you know, I ain't sure what's going to happen about these things. But when I think about whom I believe in,
that
I think about Jesus who died on the cross and was buried and rose again. I'm sure again that it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Something gets me through.
Yeah, right.
That's right. That's
nothing right. against you, but I ain't a whole lot of people that I can call on when I'm down.
Yeah.
And when I start feeling sorry for myself, for maybe not being like you or being like somebody else that I may see on TV or something, or one of them. Vicky watches them Christmas movies all the time on Hallmark. They always turn out the same. Y'all already know the end of the story. And you know what? My life ain't been like none of them. And I can watch them things and think about how good they turn out. And I'm sitting there thinking, they ain't got a clue. Because if they had what I had, they'd be talking about Jesus. Amen. They'd be saying, hey, once upon a time, I was down and out. I was broken. Didn't have nobody to love. But Jesus come by one day. You see, that's something I ain't never got over. That's
Amen.
Something that ain't never got old.
Amen.
That's something that's fresh every morning. All I got to do is remember that day when I sat there broken in my puddle of tears. I didn't know if I should live or die. But God came by and just touched me. And I've been alive ever since. And even though, you see, I struggle with depression. I struggle with not living up to being like everybody else or being just something special. Amen. But then I remember I'm a son of God. Amen. And even though I don't have a daddy I can call on. My parents are far from me. There ain't a lot of things I can talk to them about. But I can always go to my God.
Yeah.
I can always call on Jesus. I can always just say, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
And He's right there. He sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah. That's a sure word.
That's a sure word.
Yes, it is.
So,
Amen.
That's my message. Get a song.
Yeah. Amen.
Do you have assurance?
Thank you, God.
In your faith in Christ. You see, I like how the New Testament wound it up. One of the Paul said, it's not my faith but His. And you see, that's sure.
Sure.
His faith is sure. How do you know? Because when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and it was getting dark and bleak, amen, he told the disciples, he said, hey, get up! Can't you just pray for an hour? He had something they didn't. Amen. He was sure that the events that were fixing to unfold,
amen,
he was going to overcome them. Amen. He was sure. And the events that's fixing to unfold in your life, if you've got a blessed assurance in Jesus Christ, you're going to get over them. Amen. You're going to go all the way through on the other side. And hey, you know what makes me happy? Is when I think about the things I'm going to lose in the process. Amen. I'm going to lose my sin. I'm going to lose my inadequacy. I'm going to lose the things that get hung up in this world. The things that stick out in the eyes of other people. It ain't never been because I look good. It ain't never been because I smell good. It ain't never been because I'm a professional and I'm going to accomplish a lot. It's always the things that stink. It's always the things that don't look good and people remember me for. Amen. And I'm going to lose them things because I've got a sure hope in Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
looking forward to that day
when
all them things is behind me like the wake of a boat. I'm looking forward to that day, amen, when all I remember and I get to heaven, I ain't going to be worried about this old world. I ain't going to be worried about the failures, all the times that I cried, all the people that I lost, all the people that I missed, all the death, all the hell, all the war, all the things that didn't go good. Them things are going to be so far, I ain't going to have to worry about them, Sam.
Amen.
I'm going to have a whole new mind and a whole new life. And I'm sure about that.
Because
he said, ain't no remembrance of them things.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a sure word.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? Because he said it.
Yeah.
And that's some things I just have to believe because he said it.
That's right.
Amen. That's what I'm trusting in. He said it.
Right.
I believe it. I'm holding on to it.
Amen.
And I'm digging in.
Amen.
I'm going to be like somebody falling off one of them Ferris wheels. Amen. I ain't going to let go. Amen. Because I'm not the one holding on. He's holding on to me. Amen. And he ain't going to let go. I ain't got to worry about falling. I ain't got to worry about the crash. See, it ain't so much that I'm afraid of falling. I'm afraid of landing. But if I'm in him, I'm sure that he won't drop me. That I'm going to make it. And that, bless God, that's all you've got to do too.
Amen.
Have assurance in Jesus. And if you ain't got it, let me tell you where you get it by. Remembering, some people call it rededication. Some people need to get right with God more than others. Some people just need to get saved.
Amen.
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 That's what they really need.
Yep.
Because when you see them crying over the things of this world, it'll tell you where they're at.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I understand things come and things go. But you know, there's something that I got that the world can't take away. Doesn't matter how many body parts I lack.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter if I got my legs. I was thinking about Roger Mason.
Yeah.
I thought, bless God, if he's going to show up in heaven without a leg, bless God, God's already got that part. Amen. It's waiting on Roger to get there to join it back together. Amen.
Amen.
And if he just had that right perspective, maybe he'll get it. Amen.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody remind him it's better to show up into heaven lacking an eye or a hand. But bless God that you show up in heaven is what Jesus made of the most significance whatsoever. It wasn't that they showed up without a piece of their body. Jesus can spit and make an eye. And bless God, he don't need them things. But if you're going to heaven, you've got all you need.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He said the rest of it. He said, seek the kingdom of God, his righteousness.
Yeah.
All these other things will be added unto you.
Amen.
The things that seem to not be able to last are the things that we seem to put more emphasis in, more determination on trying to gain.
Lord help us.
God help that the world might know that there's more to this world than flesh and blood, right? Paul said, kingdom of God is not eats and drinks. Amen. What, how's the rest of that go? But it's hope and well, I wish I could get that out.
Yeah.
Kingdom of God is not eats and drinks, but come on, somebody, find that scripture. Peace and love and the Holy Spirit. Something like that. It's having the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. It's Christ within, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
Amen. It's having the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not the world. It's not here, it's not there, but it's Christ within. Amen. It's having the Spirit of God inside of you, man. It's having that hope inside of you that fadeth not away, that is for sure. Amen.
Yeah.
That brings assurance inside of you when everything else is falling apart. You just quit. Bless God, he's got you.
Amen.
He does me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but he does me.
Yep. Amen. Thank God.
When I can't figure it out, he's got, amen, when I throw the towel in, amen, when I'm just like, woo, I'm done, amen, he's got me, amen.
Never fail.
It's sure.
Yep, sure.
I mean, it's sure. So as we sing tonight,
amen.
Maybe you need some assurance, and you say, well, how do I get maybe just a little bit where you're at, or maybe you don't walk where I'm at, amen. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, whatever he's got, I'm going to stay away from it. Tell you what I got is great.
Yeah, that's right.
What I got
God's got me, and it's bigger than me.
Amen.
It's indescribable. Amen. But yet I spend most of my time uttering words of hope and praise, trying to tell the world how good I got. Amen. Of how happy I am to be saved. Of how great my God is that He loves something like me. That He had mercy on a sinner like me. Somebody that wasn't in this world, standards wasn't worth much. But in the eyes of God, He said, are you not a greater value than some bird that I created? And yet they don't worry or pull about tomorrow. But yet He said, you're a greater value. And so if all you needed to know that you're of great value, understand that Jesus died for you.
Amen.
That you can be saved. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'll shut up. If you need to pray tonight, if there's something that seems to be bigger in your life right now, and you're wondering, you know, how am I going to get through this? Then which all you got to do is come and just, maybe you need to be reminded, like the sister said, it's been a long time ago, but it ain't grown old.
Amen.
You see, I can go back to that place. I got a place up in New Hampshire where the Lord touched me. I went and knocked on their door one day and I said, hey, would you mind if I went into my old room? Because that's where I got saved. And they said, we mind. And I thought to myself, well, that's okay. Because it's done.
Yeah.
You can't undo it. Yeah. You might not let me into that little spot. But see, that spot ain't there no more.
Yeah,
it ain't there no more where that church burned, Sam.
Yeah.
You see, it's been placed permanently in heaven.
Right.
Yeah. It changed. It changed from the earthly to the spiritual that day.
Amen.
You see, that spot's just for me, but it's for me to remember that time when the world stood still. Amen. It's just like that day that the man of God in the Old Testament said, no, moving it forward, that ain't impossible.
Right.
Let's go backwards. You see, it went backwards for me that day. Did it go backwards for you?
Yeah.
Can you go back to that time when you remember the Lord touched you? And so, if you ain't going through trouble right now, you're going to.
Yeah.
And if you think the world's bad now, just wait. It'll get worse. And I ain't saying that to scare you. I ain't trying to pull on your heartstrings.
That's true.
But I am telling you tonight, if you can't go there, try to get there tonight.
Amen. Right.
Seek the kingdom of God.
Right.
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I was thinking about, I'll say this and I'll hush. We talked about turning God away today, tonight in this service. And I heard this today. Erwin Lutzer shared this, Roger. He said there was once a preacher who found out about a widow woman who had a great debt. Her debt was so big that she would not go out in public. She was afraid she'd get arrested. She was afraid that the creditors would put her in jail. So she spent all her time locked up in her home. Well, the preacher decided he was going to pay her debts. So he got the church together and he raised all the money, found out how much she owed, how in debt she was. He got all the money and went and paid all the debt. He got all the receipts and he went and knocked on her door. Mrs. Smith, she wouldn't open the door. So he left, and as he was leaving, some of the residents said, well, did you find her? He said, no, I knocked, but she wouldn't open the door. They said, go back up in there and tell her that you're the preacher. Maybe she'll open. So he went back up and he knocked again. Mrs. Smith, this is Pastor So-and-so. I want to talk to you. Well, she opened the door. She said, I'm sorry, preacher. I thought it was the police. He said, I just wanted you to know that I've paid all your debts. And you know, that's how it is with Jesus. Jesus paid all of our sin debt.
And he stands at the door and he knocks. And he said, if any man open unto me, I'll come into him and sup with him.
That's right.
And he with me.
Show you the receipts.
And show you the receipts. The nail prints in his hands.
Yeah.
The blood that was shed on Calvary.
Amen.
Paid it all. Amen. And that's how the world is today. Jesus stands at the door, knocks, the debt's been paid, but yet people won't let him in.
That's right.
Is he in your heart?
My blessed assurance.
Open the door for him.
Amen.
Have assurance. Don't play with this thing.
Amen.
Pray and seek the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek the kingdom of God for your friends, for your co-workers. Don't stop praying. Don't stop having a blessed assurance that passes all understanding, right? Because our understanding quits when we don't have what it takes. Amen. When we fall short, when we're broken, when we're undone, when we can't do it ourselves. Hey, praise God, that's when the blessed assurance kicks in. Amen. That's when the policy starts taking effect. Amen. Amen. Do you need the Lord for anything tonight? It's a simple message.
Good.
We have a sure word of prophecy. What is that sure? Jesus saves. Jesus loves me. Jesus sticks closer than a brother. I mean, it goes on and on. We used to have a book of 1,000 promises. And those were sure words of prophecy for believers. And what Peter said was, he's coming back. You know, and the scoffers are always saying, where is the coming of his return? When's it going to take place? You've been hollering that for the last 25 years. You preachers and you churchgoers talking about Jesus coming back. He's coming back in a cloud. He told the angels, stood there with a sure word of prophecy, told the disciples, why gaze you up into heaven? Do you not know that this Jesus that's ascending into heaven will return in like manner? He's coming back again, and he's coming back after his people, a people that are ready to meet him. He'll find them that are looking for him.
Right.
Are you looking? Do you have that assurance? You see, something happens to the believer. When he gets born again, he starts contemplating and meditating on God's word. He starts looking in that eastern sky. Amen. He'll find himself where everybody else is stargazing. There Jesus gazes, looking up into the clouds, waiting for his return, knowing that one day he's coming back. It could be tomorrow. Do you have the assurance to know that you'll be caught up with him in the twinkling of an eye? Sing a song. Verse of the song, if you want to pray, it's the Lord is here. Not that I'd say use him like a carpet, but please open the door. Please be obedient.